Hey girl. Hey baby girl. Hello ladies and gentle whores. Today we are spending quality time with my girl, Dash. Dash is about 6 years old now, sweetheart. We're in the sun right now, in the morning sun. She likes the sun in the morning. And those of you who, hi girl. Those of you who subscribe to, or not subscribe, but who follow me on Twitter would know what's going on this past weekend. On Friday morning, when Bruce was getting ready to work, she was with him, following him in the bathroom, just walking around the sink, and then she felt like she was going to pee. She kind of like, started to look like she was going to pee, and then a drop of blood came out, and that, scared us both. And I didn't have to work on Friday because it was Good Friday. We have a day off, and then so I immediately called the vet and sent her in for tests. So the doctor did a couple of, urine tests and blood tests and x-rays. And I was very concerned, obviously. Like, oh, girl, let me move my thing. She just flopped herself down. I almost hit my microphone. You are so pretty, girl. Such a darling girl. Huh? Baby, so pretty. Sweet. So cute. Your daddy's princess. Good girl. Anyway, so hey girl. She seems so normal, she doesn't look like she's sick. So the results came back. I was very concerned for the whole morning, and then the results came back, and it doesn't sound good. It's not good at all. She has a very, very enlarged kidney, three times the size almost of her normal kidney. But the doctor said that it's also very likely the reason why she's been so healthy was because she's been using one of her kidneys. The other one is so large that it's an indication that it's been not functioning, maybe even for a while. So she's just been hanging in there with one kidney. Reason why we're seeing sign right now, blood in her urine. And also, she was not having too big an appetite. She still eats, but on Thursday and Friday, not so much. Until the doctor gave her antibiotics last night, and it seemed to have helped her a little bit, and she's eating a little bit more. Yes, I'm talking about you, girl. I don't know if you can hear her. Sometimes when her lips move, you can hear. So, 4 o'clock on Friday, both Bruce and I went to the vet and chat with the doctor. And she thinks it's very serious, obviously. And she's very concerned that it's very likely going to be lymphoma, which is cancer. And she said that cats responds pretty well with chemo, but her concern is that it has to depend on how much the damage has already been done by the lymphoma, and how bad the kidney is, whether or not the other one's failing. What the next step is going to be is on Monday, we're going to have to send her back to the vet, and they are going to do a sonogram on her and get a better look of her kidney and all the other organs, and then decide, and also see if a biopsy is needed. If a biopsy is done, they can test the sample taken out from her liver and see whether or not there is cancerous tissue in there. So, hey girl. Good baby. So that is the next step. So we're really only doing what's best for her right now. And some of you may know that the reason why I hated going to the vet as much as she did on Friday was because I lost two of my cats to feline leukemia within about a year. Shady died of leukemia, and the impact was really huge because I was just taking her in for she wasn't eating and she looks tired, and so we just took her in without suspecting anything, and then suddenly the vet said that, you know, she's not breathing, her tongue is blue, and she's suffering, and the best thing to do for her is to actually put her down. So it was a huge impact on me. All this concern, all those worries about the other cat, and finally Shadow, the other cat, the older cat actually, caught feline leukemia and also died. So, anyway, so it's kind of sad. And on Friday when I took her in, I was very, very afraid that something bad's going to happen. And unfortunately, it did. Again. She seems very comfortable. She seems very happy at home. She was a strong girl, man. She was tough. I thought that she's going to be squeamish and... But she was pretty tough. She's a tough cookie girl. At the vet. And I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know until Sunday. I mean, until Monday. And we'll go from there. Frankly, I'm preparing for the worst. I'm trying to prepare for the worst. Hey, baby girl. You cleaning yourself? Here's a reason why you should have emergency fund, too. This is the time. I spent over $500... on her vet bill yesterday with all the tests. And the doctor actually asked, you know, what do we want to do? for her the next step. And I, you know, Bruce and I both agreed and said that whatever it's best for her. It's because the doctor's concerned, because it's going to cost us at least, I don't know how much, at least $300 to $1,000 more this next visit. And then if I'm hoping, if it's possible, well, let me just put it this way. The x-ray and the blood test doesn't look promising, but both the vet and Bruce and I, three of us, decide that we are not going to give up now until we have done more tests to confirm that that's the case. Hey, baby. So we're going back for a little bit more tests and see what comes out of the test, and if she needed, or she, if she is even able to get chemotherapy, because it all depends on how much damage has already happened to her. I'm taking pictures of my girl. Hey, baby girl, we're having a little daddy time. So we're spending quality time right now in the sun, in the morning sun. She looks so pretty. She doesn't look sick at all. Such a good girl. Oh, daddy's baby, sweetie. Yes. So cute, little girl. But, it hurts me a lot to think about that. Spending time, I do that with her pretty often, you know. I like to spend quality time with her. You are so cute, girl. You are so cute. I'm a pretty girl. He's a pretty girl. I like to spend quality time with them all the time. Like, you know, I have daddy time with Tash, I have daddy time with Chai. That's just, you know, quality time, getting together and sit in the sun together, and she seems to like it. So we're doing this morning, and what's difficult is the fact that I can't help but think about the possibility that this could be the very last time, well, that we're going to be doing this. Yes, it's a bird outside. It's a bird. Yeah, it hurts. Every time I have this, yeah, this girl. Every time I have this moment that I felt like I needed to be tough, you know, I can be tough, but then when I come home and let go of that, that effort to be tough, and I would collapse and I would cry. I was crying after I came back from the vet. I mean, understandably so. And I try not to dwell in it. And the reason why I did this recording is because, you know, I want this time with her recorded. Our daddy time. Our girly and daddy time. So I'm spending as much time as I can with the girl, the boy. The boy's downstairs because Chai is, he's a busybody and he wants to bug her. And I think she needs a little bit daddy time right now. She looks comfortable. Eh, girl? And pretty. My princess. Little girl is my princess. So I want this nice time together with her, record it. I also want to document. This is part of my journey, you know, it's my journal. Yes? Oh, little girl upside down. That's a trademark. She always, when she gets so comfortable, she'd be upside down. Oh, my baby. Maybe upside down girl. I'm taking a bunch of photos of her. I usually do anyway, but I'm taking extra photos of my pretty girl. And daddy time with her. So cute, the baby. Those of you with pets and loved ones would know how this moment feels like. Feels like a knot, a thorny barbed wire wrapped around your heart and tightened and squeezed. That's what it feels like. You actually feels it, you know, when people say, it actually, like, it's right in your chest when you feel all that physical pain when you're going through moments like these. But what can you do? Yeah, girl? We'll do the best for you. That's your girl. You are so sweet, la. You are so sweet, la. So we'll do the best for her. I'm hoping for the best, but I'm preparing myself for the worst as well. If you want to find out more information about her, I'm sure I'll be tweeting about it again. You can also, I'll probably update you on the website. Next couple of weeks, you'll be slicking yourself. Just cleaning yourself. Next couple of weeks, you will hear from.
Girl, are you cleaning yourself?
Anyway, next couple of weeks, you won't hear
from me, well, you will hear a couple of interviews that I did with this person that I met on Twitter, a new, brand new Malaysian podcaster, and you all know how much I like podcasting and how much I want to hear content coming from Malaysia especially. So I did an interview with him yesterday. It was very fun, and he's very talented and interesting to kind of see the beginning process of a blooming podcaster. I can totally see huge potential this year being the year for podcasting in Malaysia. Also chatting with another guy from Twitter from Malaysia, and he's a web 2.0 type professional. And he seems to think that Malaysia is usually about 5 years behind in technology. And so I started in 2004. That's when podcasting really started. It's 2009, so 5 years later. So we might actually be getting more content out from Malaysia because of that. 5 years later, who knows? But anyway, you'll be hearing interviews from the conversation that we had. We spent over an hour talking, and I think I'm going to cut that up into two pieces and share it with you then. In the meantime, if you want to follow, like I said, on my girl's condition, you can follow me on Twitter, or you can go to the website. If there's anything major, I will update you guys there. Thank you already for all the emails and the messages from on Twitter and text messages that I already got from my friends and people who follow my tweets. Thank you for all the nice best wishes and the thoughts. I guess I will find out more on Monday. So by the time you're listening to this, I may be tweeting about it already. So we'll hope for the best, and we'll take the next step when the next step comes. Difficult time for me. Difficult time for Bruce. But right now, I'm recording our sweet time together. Yeah, girl? Yes, baby. And don't forget to smile. What can you do, right? Life is life, girl. She's almost knocking the microphone. Hi, girl. Life is life. She's happy right now. She's enjoying the sun. She's enjoying the daddy time. And I want this moment, this sweet moment and pretty moment, to be recorded. Thanks to all of you who are listening. Bye. And don't forget to smile.